in recent years, celebrities around the globe, like Kim Kardashian, have started spruiking the trend of eating or drinking their own placenta after giving birth. Check their Instagrams and you'll find pictures of placenta smoothies, dried placenta capsules, all sorts of things. It's a postnatal health trend that is not actually backed by any clinical evidence, though. In fact, it could be quite harmful to the mother and their new baby's health. Dr. Nick Fuller from Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney and author of Interval Weight Loss joins me on the line now. Nick, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So first off, I guess, do we have any real solid scientific evidence that eating your placenta is in any way good for you?
No, unfortunately not. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we basically need to stop listening to these influencers for any type of health advice because, you know, just because Kim Kardashian says something, it doesn't mean we should. Just like you said, she's often out there promoting some sort of new health fad or health advice, whether it's the keto diet or the latest thing with drinking the placenta. It's definitely the last thing we should be doing. We shouldn't be listening to these influencers for health advice.
So, I mean, I guess is that why this has become so popular? Is it purely just because of people like the Kim Kardashians of the world getting on board the train, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we listen to these people. 85% of us are on Instagram now, where we're getting all of our information from the internet. We're scrolling through social media. We see these influencers doing it, so we think it's a good idea. But like you mentioned, there is no evidence and there's no clinical evidence to support such health advice. So, for instance, the latest thing with Zoe Marshall was after birth she posted and wrote about her experience at birth. But, you know, consuming our placenta after giving birth, well, that's a bad idea. It's been, sort of marketed as it's around its benefits for nutrition, pain relief, a source of hormones, which is helping the uterus return to pre-pregnancy size and boost milk supplies. But none of this is evidence-based. It's all anecdata, and it's also not safe. And this goes with a lot of these diets and the promoting as well. I mean, not only is there no evidence to suggest it's helpful, but sadly and really scaringly is that often it's very dangerous and it's not safe to follow such advice.
So, I mean, that's a terrifying thought. I suppose, worst case scenario, what are some of the dangers that can come from eating a placenta?
Yeah, so, I mean, the placenta, if everyone thinks about what its function is, it safeguards the baby from harmful substances. And these substances are things like heavy metals, and bacteria which can accumulate during the time of pregnancy. So consuming the placenta in any given form, you know, whether it's a smoothie or pills crushed up after use, is potentially putting yourself at harm of some of these harmful substances and heavy metals and bacteria which have accumulated during pregnancy. So, you know, it's something that we should be wary of. It's definitely not going to help you in terms of nutrition and all those promises about returning to pre-pregnancy size and boosting milk supply. None of it's definitely evidence-based.
Yeah, it does sound pretty nasty, the sort of stuff that it, is filtering out. One of the arguments I've actually seen floating around is like, oh, it's natural, you know, you look to the animal kingdom and a lot of other mammals, they do eat their placenta after birth. Do we know, I guess, is there a reason for animals to be consuming their placenta?
Yeah, well, we think from research with animals, it's because they're safeguarding their newborns, getting rid of any evidence of birth. Is really part of that survival process. Just because animals do it, it doesn't mean we should be doing it. And the same goes for research that we do in animals and mice and rats. It's often not applicable to humans. So it's important to be looking at the evidence closely. And really, if someone like Kim Kardashian or any of these big profile, Gwyneth Paltrow, any of these big name celebrities are saying it, Well, most of the time, if not all of the time, it's just going to be snake oil, and it's probably something that they've got vested interest in, and it's definitely the last thing that you should be doing.
And you're right, there are so many of these people out there on, you know, Instagram and other social media promoting these sorts of, well, I guess, potentially dangerous health practices. Is there anything we can do, I guess, about celebrities using their influence to promote these things?
Yeah, well, we need to be getting our advice from reputable sources. And this is something that we're doing at Charles Perkins Centre in the University of Sydney in Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. We're disseminating reliable and accurate information so that people know what to actually believe. Because, you know, we get all of our information from the internet these days. It's widely available. 85% of us, like we talked about, are on Instagram. They're using social media for their advice, and the internet for their advice. And really, this is the last thing that you should be doing, because it's inaccurate information. And what social media has allowed is this world of so-called wellness and health experts that really just don't have any credentials. They are unqualified. They don't know what they're talking about, and they're contributing to the problem rather than helping the problem. And you know, this sort of growing waistline that we're seeing, all the lifestyle diseases that we're there's an increasing prevalence of. So you should be getting your advice from reliable sources. And one way to do that, we've set up a website at intervalweightloss.com.au. But yeah, definitely don't be going to social media for your advice. Don't be trawling through internet for advice, because 99% of it's going to be inaccurate, unreliable. It's going to confuse you and compound the issue even more.
And we'll pop the link up on the podcast. But Nick, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Lovely to talk to you.
That was Dr. Nick Fuller from Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney, and author of Interval Weight Loss, having a bit of a chat with us this morning about the potential dangers of the trend that is eating your placenta.